If you've had it, you're at the end of your rope. Spit it back out. Let's go.
All I wanted was one drink. And
I don't spit out anything, man. I'm telling you. If it's like, if it's disgusting,
Spitting is for quitting.
Y'all didn't hear it from me, but I second that.
I love us.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast! Woo-hoo! We are ready to go. We're ripped to ride the rapids today. Especially in our Wanna Fitness shirts.
What?
But joining me today in a Wanna Fitness shirt is Cosmo from the Cosmo Network!
Oh, yeah. I'm the guy back here that pushes buttons.
And never going to let that down.
Never going to leave. Well,
who is he talking to?
He's
talking to me, JP. Woo-woo!
I love that you introduced yourself. You're like, I've been on enough. I know how this goes.
The voiceover goes to, yes, what's up, everyone? It's me, JP. Also repping my 1UP Fitness tees that are available. They are available for purchase. So you're going to be able to see them on our website. So make sure you pick up yours today.
Actually don't have a website yet. It's on Instagram.
I did say website. Huh? That's awkward. I did mean Instagram.
It's been a day. It's been a day. We've been riding the rapids in the canoe. But I'm so glad you had some time to come back.
Thank you.
Because we initially meant to have you come in January. Uh-huh. Right? Because that's when the channel launched was in January. And we were going to
talk about the channel. It was a big old surprise for the longest time. Mm-hmm. And then we just unwrapped the surprise. And surprised you guys.
Yeah. And I don't think a lot of people from here know about it because we haven't talked about it publicly.
No.
And that's what we're doing today.
It was a soft opening.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a grand opening soon.
Yeah. I think like the big hang up with it being like a soft versus like a hard launch was mainly because like we wanted to see how it would hit without heavily promoting right away. And see if we could get some like organic people that wanted to work out and are into cosplay. And truly, it's been going good. But now we're ready to open the floodgates. Mm-hmm. You know?
We're ready to let people in on our secret.
Nice.
That's a cool one.
Because if we go back into the archives, I actually pitched this idea to Cosmo for his network.
Yep.
And we were going to try to make that work. And at one point, I finally was just kind of like, when you have too many cooks in the kitchen, it gets really hard to schedule, like, you being there to approve the idea, and then our camera guy being there to approve, and then us being available, and where are we going to film it? And so at one point, I was just kind of like, well, I think it's a good idea, but maybe we just kind of, we test it out first and see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. And I was just going to say, just shoot it and send it to me. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like everyone on my network is responsible for their own shit. Mm-hmm. Just send it to me so I can just post it.
Nice.
Yeah. So, it sort of started as, like, an idea for your channel, and then it was such a good idea that we were like, let's give it a shot on our own and see how it goes. Mm-hmm. And now it's, like, a full actual thing on YouTube that you can watch. We've got a plethora of workouts up.
You do.
We've been uploading every Friday, so we're trying to hit that, like, Fitness Friday.
Fitness Friday, double F.
Yeah. Ooh. But I will say, I have it set to, like, 7 a.m. to post, and I don't know if that is the best idea, but
LA 7 a.m.
LA 7 a.m., which is New York.
Yeah.
9, 10 a.m. Yeah.
So I don't know. Mm. I'm willing to ride in that canoe for a bit, but I'm willing to bail.
You know, it's so crazy when it comes to like posting some stuff though, because I get so inspired that I also think of if I post it or I send an email that everyone will read it in the morning.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, what am I doing? Let me scroll in the morning. Oh, shoot. 1UP Fitness. They posted something. Oh, cool. Yeah. Like you're having your coffee. You're getting ready. And you notice that it's a video. So you watch it organically. And then you know about it to do it later.
Well, it's different with categories, though. Like, depending on what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, for Delulu, it's like, it's nice to be there right when it airs. Watch the countdown and be live with everybody.
Oh, chat. Yeah.
Talk shows are like that, reactions or something like that. But there's some things just like, all right, it's a new one today. When I get home from work, I'll watch it because that's, it's like,
so
I'm ready to do it. Because some people, people that watch my show, they're on the way to work or dropping off their kids, and they said, well, I almost crashed a car because I'm watching it on my Tesla on my freaking big screen. I'm like, why are you watching in the car? All right? Jesus.
But doesn't it have self-driving? Come on.
You still gotta pay attention.
How did you almost crash? Pay attention.
But like a workout, heck yeah. It's nice to know that, hey, it's just like cable back in the days. Mm-hmm. Hey, 8 o'clock at night, freaking Simpsons is coming on. Exactly. We're gonna be at the house and ready for it. So I say for a live drop, just drop it anytime you want. But as mm-hmm. long as it's like early in the day for someone to come home off to work and then like, hey, it's already there.
And that's the tricky part with like YouTube, because you could always search it and go back.
Yeah,
exactly.
And if you love it, then you don't really need a new episode because you love it so much. You're watching the same one over and over and doing the same thing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what we're hoping by not doing the like, here, let's tell all the fans right now about the channel. Like, we want people to watch the channel that actually want to work out and are maybe like hesitant to go to the gym. Like, we're trying to mm-hmm. cultivate a little bit of a following that maybe doesn't really know what they're doing, but we can help you in a safe way and you can work out and feel safe in your home where mm-hmm. like no one's watching you. It's just you doing the workout with us. So,
you know what I'm ready for? The haters.
The haters?
Yes. Because that's the thing. I'm always down for like, I'm always down for a thirst trap, which yes. is
okay.
just me. Mm-hmm. I love to stir the pot. And then I also really just, do. I do. And then I just love to be like, ooh, they're talking bad about me. They're talking bad about us. And it's exciting because it's usually the people who love to talk don't have a full profile. And they're hiding behind a fake profile photo It's not set up. And I'm like, I love it. It kind of fuels me.
Well, because also if you think about it, when the haters start coming in, that's people outside of your community.
Yeah.
So that means you've kind of broken the barrier.
Yeah,
it's good.
But I don't like the haters. So maybe we need to play your game for a little bit. We'll play some hardball.
I don't know. It fuels me because it's just like, it's really interesting. I guess more if like you're used to it and you get it more often than probably.
Yeah.
But, usually they don't even make sense. It's like, never that's does. The worst form for a bicep curl. I'm like, we're doing legs.
Yeah.
I don't know. That would never happen on this. But I'm like, okay, well, that's why we're filming this. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't happen. I don't know.
I'm ready for the floodgates.
So, yeah.
I created a little show where I just get to talk.
Yeah.
And talk about certain topics. And like, I'm waiting for the assholes because I want to call out a bunch of people. I was like, yeah, I'm against this. I'm against that. Like, fuck what you say. Fight me, come at me.
Yeah.
Just to bring that traffic towards my way. I was like, yes, watch the show. Comment.
Exactly.
Please. Dang, you both like want the controversy. Well,
I think the more you see it, also the more it doesn't matter or hurt.
No, and that's also, it's just the traffic. If you think about it, like everyone, like I would be like, great episode, awesome. That's it. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like, and you can respond back really like, oh, thank you for watching, blah, blah, blah. But mm-hmm. it's like, you know what? That episode sucked. That person was just blah, 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 blah. I'm like, really? Dude, tell. And here comes another comment. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. And then another comment. Before you know it, that episode's doing really well, performing really well. Even though they're negative.
I want to know that part of where they messed up. What are they talking about? Let me look at it.
Exactly. And people want to like, go look. That's what we do with the Reddits.
Yeah.
We go, after we read the whole thing, like, am I the a-hole? Then we go back and see what other people say. You know, and that's the fun part.
Mm-hmm. So, a side note, there's a person I know who sings, and the singing is so horrible.
Oh, God.
I know the way it sounds.
No, I know it's not me, but I'm like, wait.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
No, get back here and love life.
Don't get depressed. Get dressed.
It's such a high pitch singing like this. Like, no joke. That's the way it sounds. And no one on the channel could find out if it's true or if he's just trolling everyone. They're like, is this your real voice? Oh my! And some people are like, this sounds so great. Oh my God, that's horrible. Like, it leaves them all. And I'm like, come on, dude. Like, is it really your voice or not? And he's so chill about it.
Okay.
And will not answer. But he says he's a singer.
That's smart. You know, like letting people just think what they want, have their opinions.
And it's rough.
Singing is difficult because like one person, I mean, that's like with any form of art. It's mm-hmm. subjective where it's like one person could say, this is the best singer I've ever heard my entire life. Or someone else is like, you sound like you're running over a cat with your car. You know, like there's always going to be somebody who is on the polar opposite of what, when it comes to art, what you believe, what you like. But it's interesting that he's kind of riding the wave of letting people be all over the place with it. So it's interesting.
And it's every video. It's every video. It's awesome. It's rough. I mean, there's sometimes where you're like, okay, that was just a bad song. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, okay, you have three videos that I've caught and it's weird singing.
Is it that gothic guy?
No.
Okay, because him and his boyfriend, they do music together. But he's like really good. He takes songs and just makes it really dark and epic and beautiful person too. Sexy.
I'll show you guys later.
Oh, maybe for the Patreon you should. Yes. Because y'all know when we got a guest, we got a Patreon episode. Come check it out.
Yeah.
But like, so what could we do then that would be controversial for a fitness channel? Like, I was thinking about, because right now YouTube auto generates our thumbnails, which I've heard can help YouTube push it properly to the right people. But I was thinking of making our thumbnails a little clickbaity. Like, we've got, like, an incredible fitness workout where, like, you and I, you're Mr. Incredible, I'm Mrs. Incredible, and it's a booty workout. So I was thinking of using her, like, booty as, like, the big thumbnail, and then my face being, like, oh, next to it, and be, like, grow your booty.
Yeah.
Just something a little more clickbaity. Yeah.
I think you also said it perfectly where we've created so many videos now where now targeting it into less of a workout and more of just a quick 10-minute abs, 5-minute workout, 5-minute abs. So you're just like, okay, this is all I'm doing. I'm committing to 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. I'm watching this one time through and I'm done. And maybe it's more target for people who just want to just move once, you know, move a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that. So, yeah, like I think we're still in the phase of like throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Can I suggest a good idea and bad idea at the gym?
Yeah.
Like, do you guys perform that?
Good idea, bad idea?
I mean, that would be more like a sketch rather than like a workout, but we could do it as a sketch to promote a workout.
Yeah.
You know, as like a short form.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like the tips people liked for a while and then they don't. So, I don't know.
It comes in waves, man.
Yeah.
It comes in waves. Like, I do a segment and it was just like, it hit, slap for a while. Then I change it, and that one hits for a while, then be like, why'd you bring the old one back? I'm like, why'd you change the old one? I'm like, dang it. But there's 50% of them like this one. Mm-hmm. The other 50 were like, it's hard.
It's hard to predict.
Yeah.
Especially like we've been doing Delulu for 2.5 years? Over two years. Mm-hmm. And none of our videos, okay, girl, none of our videos have really like.
That was a firework. 2.5 years.
Confetti. We've been doing it for so long, but like none of our videos have really like gone viral. And that was okay because like it's a podcast, so it's like it's tough when you don't have like a big celebrity name to like make an episode pop off. But one of our Reddit readings actually did go viral on Instagram, and it drove 35,000 views on a video. So crazy. And it's like you just never know. Even, like, I haven't been able to ride the coattails of that virality. Like, that video has hit over 1 million views on Instagram, which is so great. And, like, we'll keep doing the Reddit stories and everything, and, like, we'll keep doing them. But, like, I think, unfortunately, with YouTube, the only thing you can really do is, like, sticking to what you're doing and not changing it because of one person's thought or, like, a couple people's comments. Because it rewards, like, the consistency, uploading on time, and, like, the audience, especially for like working out, you know, they'll keep coming back looking for stuff. It'll just be, it's just a nice slow roll, you know, just like we do with Delulu, a nice slow roll.
Since I know what I like, that's what I try to replicate.
Right.
Because then if I try to understand what you're liking, then I don't know enough about it. And that's where it becomes a blurred line. And honestly, by me thinking I'm hitting your demographic or your style of working out, I'm actually missing it as well. Because, like, I don't know it. I don't know. You only know what you're interested in and what you're capable of doing and what you want to watch. So that's the best thing to produce, I feel.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head.
It's true. If, you know, if one person likes one thing, you know there's 1 million other people that like the same thing.
That's right. I can't be the only person on this planet who likes watching, won't say it.
No, say it!
Shirtless men in perfect bodies showing you how to do the perfect squat.
That's your favorite thing to watch. I don't know.
I was like, the perfect squat. I was trying to think of something silly to put.
Maybe we'll hire a bunch push-ups.
Yes, why not?
Maybe that's what we'll do since you like it so much. Why not? But speaking of things that you like,
thank you.
I would love to know your Delulu for today, because we could talk about 1UP Fitness and like social media and those kinds of things forever, which we'll probably end up circling back to. But this episode's about you.
It is about me. This is all about me. No, my Delulu right now are these programs. I'm just seeing so many of these programs. So many of these programs of people, personal trainers, mm-hmm. who are invested in the large number of people signing up in a program for $35 a month, $40 a month, $50 a month. Like, it just seems so crazy to me, since it's a personal training, that it's not personal.
Yeah.
And I get it, because I've tested it a little bit in that's my story.
No, tell us.
I'm tested in a way, because I'm trying to get onto online training with more people, just because I want NoHo Gym to be very much acceptable for any LGBT youth or adults that are finding different ways to work out. I just want to be accepted and be a part of a community. So I'm trying to find a way to reach out to them. Now, I have a platform on Trainerize that allows me 50 people to sign up. Great. We're close to like 40 people already signed up.
Nice.
Wow.
35 are my trainers right now, or my clients right now. And I have like 5 others that are just testing it. But it's so much work when each one of them are like, hey, so this squat really hurts my knees. So what do I have to do? Okay, let me go online and fix it for you. Another person, hey, I can't do squats because it's hurting this issue. Yeah. Like, there's so many problems that people come back and relay information to. And I'm like, how do you do this for 40,000 people? Or how do you, the trainers that say, have transformed over 100,000 bodies? They're like, what?
Yeah.
How do you do this?
It would just be like a regular service where you have other people answering for you.
I mean, it could be. There's a another platform that wanted to reach out. They're called Adonis. And they offer personal training where you are visiting a certain city and you're like looking for a personal trainer that day. First of all, that's hard, because I don't ever think of myself, I would love to have a personal trainer.
Yeah.
But also, I don't want to randomly say, hey,
Are you in Chicago right now? Could I
I'm
see
in Chicago.
You?
Yeah. Let me see who's online. What are you clicking? That they look attractive? That they're available? Like, what are the credentials?
It's like an escort service.
Exactly.
Yeah, the escort service of personal training.
And so, like, we have 100,000 trainers on staff on our platform, and I'm like, do I want to throw my hat in the mix though? But I don't know. It's mind blowing to me, because it's exciting, and I'm excited for personal training to be offered for multiple people.
Yeah.
Everyone at any time that they're ready, but it is taken away personal.
Yeah, it's not personal at all. Then it's just generic. It's just training.
Training.
And maybe they're using the word personal because it's still one-on-one in some aspects. Like, if you're in another state and then I go like, oh man, I just happen to be near the NoHo gym, I'm looking for a personal trainer.
Yeah.
That still, in my opinion, counts as personal training because it's one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's online and multiple people are taking the same like Zoom class or like however that works, then it's not at all.
I mean, you have to keep it individual.
Yeah.
But not have that many clients.
I'm now referring to it as coaching.
Coaching. Yeah, okay.
I'm saying, hey, we offer coaching available if you're just visiting for the short time. Because even when I offer it and they say, well, do you do a free day pass, or do you do 2 sessions to start up? And I'm like, we're not going to learn anything about each other at least for a week. Like, there's so much learning of, hey, okay, well, now you started at 5 pounds and now you're up to 20. But now we're figuring out that you have bad knees and bad joints issues because of 20 being too much. Like, whatever it is, you just continue to learn.
Right.
And it's really tough when the word personal just gets thrown around. I'm with that in community. The word community. I love community.
Yeah.
But now everyone's using it in the wrong way, and it's upsetting me.
Wait, how are they using it in the wrong way?
They're like, well, we're big in the community. I'm like, no, how are you big in the community? There is a gelato store that is located on Riverside Drive in Tulip Lake.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Okay. What about them?
I won't tell you their name. Their name is Coco and Cream. So they just started. They're really big.
In
the community. They want to be big in the community, offering options. So I reached out. I said, hey, you guys are doing a run club. That's amazing. I don't really see how gelato, ice cream, and running club go together at 9 o'clock in the morning. Not at all. But maybe since you offer coffee, we could start at my gym. And I'm working with like an actual run club and a group.
Yeah.
A community.
Like, well, let's figure this out. We can meet at my gym and you're less than a mile away, but we could run to you guys and have coffee there and chill. And they're like, well, how do you figure our collaboration would work? I'm like, exactly like I just said. You meet up at my gym, we go to you, we have coffee, and we walk back or whatever.
Yeah. Like, literally, you are not profiting from it at all, and they are.
Exactly. Because I don't sell anything.
The instant sales of people there drinking the coffee.
Exactly.
And you're just offering a free service to drive traffic.
Like, I can't sell. I don't have, it's not a storefront. I don't sell anything.
No.
So then they left me on a red.
Oh my gosh.
I reached out again. I said, hey, I'm just checking back in. If this is something you're not interested in or you want to like do this on your own, I totally respect that and I understand. And they're like, yeah, we're going to work on it by ourselves. And if it doesn't work, then we'll reach out.
Wow.
What?
Okay.
And I'm like, community, community. We're building a community. And I'm like, what's the community though? Like,
just fucking coffee.
Coffee
and gelato. That's
coffee and gelato.
For those community people. Those people, the community of gelato and coffee.
Because you know, like, and that's a certain thing. Like, you
nothing
have
else,
to.
Nothing else. Just that.
You have to be smart enough to understand, like, listen, if I'm doing like alcohol beverages, obviously I can't do a run club first thing in the morning.
No. Yeah.
Like, maybe late at night, let's meet at like 5 after work, go for a quick run, and then have a beer or a drink at the bar.
Yeah.
The gelato place, like, also maybe in the evenings, but they didn't want my opinion. So, whatever.
Yeah, interesting. I don't see where their disconnect is with, like, what do they gain from it? Because they literally gain the profit from people right then and there buying.
I don't know what they lost from it.
Yeah.
So what I did.
What did you do?
I decided to go.
There's always a third part to this.
Damn it.
What I did was I decided to go to their grand opening celebration, the ribbon cutting.
You petty. Oh my God.
Wearing my huge NoHo Gym t-shirt.
Yes.
Trying to get in on every photo. Started filming it. And I posted their ribbon cutting ceremony on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. And nobody else posted. Like, there was like stories of like the ribbon cutting, but no one had it from the beginning, middle, and end. And I made a little TikTok video. Mm. And they accepted my collaboration.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, this is silly. Like,
y'all don't know what you're doing. Wow.
And they're like, okay, accept it. And it looks good. Mm-hmm. It says NoHo Gym and
like forced a collaboration.
That's all you have to do sometimes.
Like, what is going on? It's so crazy. It is so strange. And then there's another part two to it. So
There's more. Am I the a-hole? This is am I the a-hole?
It is. It's like, you know what? I don't get mad. I get even. That's what I do. I one up them.
I one up them.
So what I did?
Oh my God, we're petty fitness.
There was a
petty fitness. There's a new one.
There was a coffee shop, a little coffee cart that was in front of their business, and it was just a little coffee cart. They've been there during COVID, 4 years, 6 years now. When the Coco and Cream opened up, And they're like, listen, they're taking away our business because they're a coffee cart. We need to break them down because we went through a brick and mortar. They should be able to get their permits and start their own business, but they shouldn't be here in Tuluka Lake. Mm. And I was like, you guys, don't be mean to them. They started like reaching out more to the Chamber of Commerce to get them like removed. Jeez. So
the coffee cart?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So the coffee cart ended up going bye-bye. Aww. But this coffee cart I have talked to since I started NoHo Gym. Mm-hmm. And I said, you guys, I really want to do a collaboration for like the schools or like any kind of teacher appreciation week. How do we just make this work? Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, we're down to collaborate with you, find out the dates and what's going to happen. Nothing really worked out with the school. We couldn't figure out a time. A year later, I'm like, hey, these teachers want to do it. The school wants to do it. Let's collaborate. Are you down? Yes, yes, yes. Okay, what days are you available? Because I know you're always in Tuluka Lake with your opening. Mm-hmm. He said, actually, we've been kicked out. Aww. They kicked us out of there because of a certain store that sells coffee that they didn't want us there. And I was like, is it Cocoa and Cream? And they're like, yes.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
And I was like, no, this guy who has a coffee company has a 3-month-old. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, like he's trying to make everything work. He was so sad and bummed by it. He didn't know where to go, what to do. Yeah. And I'm like, can you please set up in front of my gym? He's like, sure. And I'm like, come on Saturday. He came on Saturday. He did amazing. Nice. Now he's there Saturdays and Sundays. Oh, he's trying to find another day during the week where he could come on by and just like, he's loving it. Aww. And so now I'm just like all over my social media. Oh, coffee at NoHo Gym.
Okay. You stole their coffee guy.
Moved him over.
Hell you didn't want him. You took him.
I'm going to do my own.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Run club with coffee.
That's like a sketch where it's like the girl's like with the ice cream place and then they're just like, oh, we're over you, breaks up, and you're like, no, I'm single, it's the same coffee, and they're the gym guy. It's like, I'm the new man.
Exactly. And they're so happy. They're happy to be there. The gentleman's happy, and it's really, really cool just to see, because that's what I feel community is.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. That's 100% community. It.
Helping each other out.
I'm like, you already have a name. Everyone knows you from the little Tuluka Lake area. And they're like, hey, you're the guy who used to be on Riverside Drive, right? Yeah, we're not there anymore. We're here. Oh, cool. Great. We're here. Awesome. So, like, they know him. And it's just, like, it's so cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to come by and
check it out.
Yeah. I legit am like, yep, I'm coming by on Saturdays now. Yeah. Like, I got the time. I'll come
To plug this in, what time on Saturdays?
Saturdays from 8 a.m. till 2 and Sundays 8 a.m. till 2.
Oh, wow. That's a big window.
It is.
Nice.
And it goes well. I mean, it's really, really awesome.
I love that. But that is 1,000,000% like community. Like the fact that they claim that they're big in the community but haven't, you know, they've done this run club or whatever, which we don't even know how many people are involved in it. Mm-hmm. But for them to like stand on that and then not even try to hear you out on your idea and how much you want to bet they're going to steal it and someone else is going to do it with them. You know what I mean?
Probably,
like,
because
you gave them such a good idea and they're probably going to steal it.
You know, it's fine because it's the community.
Yeah.
The small people.
It is.
They're not the big names. Not the big Christian stuff. They have the money to do it themselves. They can do whatever the heck they want.
Oh, the money they invested in that storefront. It's stupid, right? It comes from money. They come from money. There's so much money in there.
It's like all these mom and pop shops always like sit together. I see that in like in Burbank. All the stores down the streets, like some of them are like macabre and stuff like that. They all support each other because they all might be the same theme. But they was like, oh, if you want something like this, like more bones and, you know, weird stuff like that, go across the street. They got this, blah, blah, blah. They help each other out. It's not like gatekeeping. Like, no, we have the best prices in the stores. We have everything.
It is. Yeah.
Just by what you did, it's just like, that is the definition of helping each other out and communicating.
I love it. It makes me so happy. And I talk to him every, like, almost too long about his business.
Aww,
and I'm like, you know nothing. Stop. This isn't your business. Stop. I'm just like, so how do we do on sales? And I don't charge him. Like, he's there in front of my business. There's no percentage that goes to me.
Awesome.
There's no, like, I don't want anything. I just want him to do well.
Yeah.
And,
that's so nice.
Like, I want it to make us be an additive.
Symbiote.
yeah, to the NoHo gym, you know? Just make it awesome.
It's like a perk almost. Yeah, like, you go to the gym, and then instead of having to, like, go to Starbucks and sit in a drive-thru, it's like you grab your coffee on the way back home or on the way to work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's so awesome. He's so sweet with it, too. He's like, hey, that anytime you're ready to expand and if we could get a business together, we could there's a little spot, like, let's go for it. Let's go for it. And we could even change the name to NoHo Joe. And I'm like, oh, NoHo Joe.
Yeah, he's so cute. JP has a dog named Joe.
But also Cup of Joe. Think about it. Think about it.
Yeah.
I got the blueprints.
You're like, I already have it marked up. I already got the cups.
NoHo Java Gym.
Nice.
Yeah. There you go.
So, you know, it's just, it's all good. He really wants to help out in any way he can. That's and awesome. He wants it to do well, just like I do.
It's a fantastic collaboration.
It is.
Like, it totally just makes sense. And I like, if you think of any of the bigger gyms that, like, not quite gold, but, like, a lot of them do have, like, a smoothie shop or, like, a thing attached to it. So it's, like, this is totally just, like, adding more value to your gym.
It's so cool. It's awesome.
So
I'm
what's
so
the
happy.
Next step, then? Are you going to pull out another cactus from the front yard of the...
No, I guess
he has a little garden out front that every time I come in, something is different in the garden. I'm like, okay,
it's
great.
You know what's so funny is I thought about this yesterday. My mom asked me what during COVID I went to Texas probably for a month, 3 weeks to a month, and I was so bored. But during that time, I was buying plants and selling plants, and so I went back to my old room, and there's nothing ever able to grow in that front little flower bed of my room. It was just always too hot in the sun. It just killed everything. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to plant sunflower seeds. Those want 8+ hours of sun, direct sun. Let's do it. And so I started watering at night, and I put all the flowers, sunflower seeds in, and they start growing. And they were huge, like 8 feet tall, six feet tall. They were ginormous. And my grandmother was the one who said, it's so amazing that for years, nothing could grow there, but you show so much love and you spread all of that energy and you were able to create something beautiful. And I was like, oh my God.
It's the feels.
And it's just like, that's the same thing with the flower bed we have at the gym. Like, we had a bunch of those agave cactus, which some people love. I didn't. And then I just, because I also know our flooring outside, the city will not fix it yet, is uneven. So we're right next to a school that has learning disabilities. So there's a lot of handicapped people who go to that school. And I'm like, someone's going to trip on this. And so in my fear of seeing people trip, I saw them landing in a cactus.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, with these big windows I have up front, I can't witness that. I just don't. So I started taking off cactus after cactus. And finally, the last one was this week. It was just a huge one. And I didn't know what to do with it. And so my friend had a Jeep, and I was like, let's take it out next week. He's like, no, we're going to do it now. And I'm like, okay, we're going now. We're going to do it now. We put it around. We started at 8 a.m. He's wrapped it around the cactus, pulled it back with his car, started screeching. Everyone comes out to see what's happening, and there's a big old cactus in the middle of the street.
That's chained to like a Jeep or something, right? Like, wasn't it like a big?
It was. It was a big old like chain. And we're like, okay, now what do I do? So it's beautiful. I went to go buy Birds of Paradise and Jasmine, and it looks beautiful. It's a nice little garden up front, and I love it. Everyone that walks by, no one says much, but it's okay. I know.
Exactly. I know. Exactly.
It's like a bad haircut. If no one notices it, it's a good haircut. If it's a bad haircut, they'd be like, so, what happened? Why is there a cactus here? Why is there a palm tree missing?
Oh, I love it. I love your dedication to it, and I like when you point it out to me. Because I also don't clock it sometimes, but I appreciate when you do. It's a good reminder to like take in the world as you're going around.
Exactly. You work out hard and you get to sit out on the bench and enjoy a coffee.
It's like Thanos at the end of Endgame. Or Infinity War. He snapped everybody away, and then he goes to his place and sits down.
And he goes to the NoHo gym. And he's like, get to come and
come. He's like, I did what I set out to do.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, going back to the original question, those are my two DeLulus.
Those are really good Deleuze yeah. for you. They're yeah.
deep. They're not just thought up. They're like, this is deep.
They are really deep. Like, oh, and I love so much because, like, I've known you for a long time. Like, if you guys have been, like, watching my content, JP was in retail therapy as a dancer. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's where our friendship came from. Yes.
That's when I first met you.
Yeah. And so it's crazy to see how, like, it went from us doing the pool scene at the very end of you being like, do you have a personal trainer? And I'm like, no, but I'm looking for one. And you were like, talk to me afterwards. And yes. like, that was the seed that you planted in the bed that, like, because I haven't had personal training before, then the bed of flowers that didn't
die.
They weren't there until you, yeah, until you planted the seed. And then we worked out at a different gym at first for probably like a year and a half.
Yeah.
And now here you are, like, you have your own gym. You're like working.
You drive so far to me though. And I know. Love it.
It's a little far, but you're worth it.
But I'm worth it. I'm worth it.
Like, and yeah, you've grown so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you and all of our friendship.
And it's a beautiful gym.
Thank you.
On a whim, I just drove by there like it was a while ago, like last year. Mm-hmm. I just drove by there, like, let me just see. Check this out. Walked in. He was in the middle of, like, you know, with somebody. I was like, no, just do. I'm like, just weird.
Cosmo?
This is awesome.
What are you doing?
Let's document this.
Yeah, right. You're like, wait.
I did not have my camera set up yet.
It was good. It was good. I'm coming back. I'm gonna interview you and the coffee guy.
Nice.
That's such a great idea. Hell yeah. Oh my gosh. Uh-oh. That is like the perfect.
There
you
it
have
is.
To.
Yeah.
The light bulb. I saw a light bulb. That's bright. The bright light bulb.
It's his idea, but it was me back. Like, I came in like.
You like.
No, that's a good two for one right there. It was like, all right, NoHo Gym, let's go. We do a live taping of 1UP, you know, whatever. I'm just like, I'm here, watching, do your thing, interview you about the gym, and then the coffee guy.
That's so cool.
And then leave with a coffee.
3-0. Yep. Dang. It's good. It's really, really good.
Yeah. Right. And we're going to be, I mean, not anytime soon, but we'll be at the Anaheim Fit Expo again with 1UP and also NoHo.
Well, by the time this shows, it'll probably be
right?
the week before. Yay!
Not quite. No? Actually, we're finally, like, back on, like, we're not years ahead anymore.
Okay.
So
Good.
But it's definitely something to keep in mind that, like, you know, go follow the NoHo Gym. Like, keep an eye on it and comment on all the posts that you do and everything, because also you don't just offer in-person training, but, like, you also partnering with brands for supplements, and we're working on getting some more, like, collaboration. So you never know, like, what kind of stuff that we're going to be working on sharing with you all. Like, we've got our booty bands up, so if you guys want to buy our booty bands.
Booty bands.
Yeah.
It's awesome, the whole, like, collaboration deal. And I got in trouble from Instagram again.
No, really?
Yeah, well, the one I told you about when they stopped. Okay. Because I got so excited to work with people as collaborators or collaborating with them that I may have sent probably over 100 messages to, like, different companies of, like, hey, we're NoHo Gym. We are looking for collaborators. And then I think Instagram was like, are you a robot? This is not, hold on, you need to hold on a bit. So we got put on hold and we're fine now. But it was just, it sparks an excitement.
It does.
And it's so cool to see, like, companies that want to work with you and have you try their product and give feedback.
That's beautiful.
It's so neat.
It's just like a giant collaboration.
Oh, yeah. Know? Oh, for sure.
Helping each other out.
A community.
A community. Oh my god.
Like, what is the new word for community?
That's so funny. Like, the clan? Behind community,
right?
Now.
Clan? You use clan?
Or how do you, or what do you call someone out when they say community and it's not? Like, no, that's a cult.
Jesus Christ.
Did you mean cult? The gelato cult.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Gelato's not even that great.
And you know what? Everyone is, it's odd because the rumors around it, it's really expensive to begin with. But I thought it was okay. It was good.
Yeah.
But a lot of people on the street are just like, not for it, really.
Of course.
And the businesses, too. They're like, this coffee is not that great.
Oh.
Like, then okay.
Well, then it's a good thing it didn't work out then.
It's very true.
Because imagine doing a run there and then the reward is just
it's exactly. Massive, it's something I'm trying to think of. Salt and straw. It's like perfect. Yeah. They're like, well, salt and straw, never.
Oh, dude, salt and straw is beautiful. I go with my partner. Like, I've been there twice with her. Mm-hmm. And instead of getting an actual cone, I it's anything you want in milkshake form. I'm like, let me get that a milkshake.
That is awesome. It's so that amazing. I didn't know. Got, I should not have heard that. Either. I should not have heard.
They got cone, they got cup, and then the waffle cone, and then shirt and milkshake.
If anyone does not know what Salt and Straw is, go figure it out. It's an awesome gelato ice cream shop in LA. Mm-hmm. Probably more places, but my only disclaimer is do not read the description of what is in each flavor. Because, like, there was one called potato chips and salt and pickles or something.
There was a blue cheese one.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, you don't read this. Don't read it. Just... No, whatever it is, if it's like summer paradise, just take the summer paradise and leave.
Like, you just want like the candleized version of it, right? Just, like,
exactly. Like, once you know it's potato chips in your ice cream, you know there's something wrong. Like, it just seems weird. Your mind will start playing tricks on you.
Well, it's a little too honest.
They give you samples.
They do.
I asked about like blue cheese. I'm like, can I get a sample of that? I want to try that because I'm not that type of person. I'm not that type of person. Let me try it. You can't knock it until you try it.
Exactly.
You know? And if it sucks, I'm like, well, it sucks. It's not for me. But if I knew somebody that loves blue cheese, I'm like, hey, you should try this.
Yeah.
You know? But
you are like an actual trash panda in the most delightful way. And like, there are times where...
Oh, my God.
There are sometimes where I get meal delivery. Oh, and shit. The food, sometimes I'm so busy that I don't even have time to eat. God. And sometimes it's like a couple days old. This guy will eat it and has no problems. I eat something that's even kind of tiny bit old, and I'm out for the day.
Oh, like, yeah.
I'm in the bathroom all day. I'm done. Like, my stomach is so sensitive, and you are... I don't know what your stomach is made of.
It's the years of Taco Bell and, like, weird stuff growing up. I don't know, like, there's some stuff that puts me down. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. But, like, that one thing of whiskey that you have that's just sitting there. Like, I tried that the other night for the Lord of the Rings thing.
It
didn't get me, but I'm just like, what is this? It's been sitting there since that...
Since I've met you.
Since the Pokemon birthday party,
right? Yeah.
And I'm like, it's been sitting here. It doesn't look like whiskey.
It can't be moldy.
It looks like apple cider, like someone made homemade apple cider.
Okay.
But it tastes like 100%, 100, like rubbing alcohol.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I did like a little tip.
I'll show you.
Yeah.
It's a relic now of my... Yeah, like people must look at it now when they come over because it's famous now.
I went to a...
It's like kombucha whiskey.
I went to a restaurant that had... pickled and cheddar soup, and I was like, how, like, why would you have...
Have you tried pickled eggs?
Yes,
not bad.
But pickled soup, I think you're drinking the vinegar. That's what soup of pickles is to me.
Vinegar and cheese.
Well, it depends.
Okay, see, done. I'm done.
I mean, see, I try it.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
Yeah,
no, I love pickles. Well, it depends on what type of pickles. If it's a sweet pickle or a sour pickle.
Oh, yeah. I will not do the bread pickles. Like, They're weird.
I went to a bar. I'm like, can I get a pickle chaser for whiskey, right? And like, it's usually the classic sandwich, you know, deli pickles. Yeah. This guy had a sweet freaking pickle. So when I'm like, all right, I'm going to take the shot of whiskey. I'm like, what's wrong? I was like, this is sweet pickle. It's supposed to be the sour dill pickle. He's like, oh, people like that. I'm like, I don't know who likes that. I've never heard who likes that. Like, I argue with him.
I don't like it.
Who are people?
I argue. He's like, you know what? I'm leaving. I left my friends. And they're like, what? Dear. It's like, this guy's ridiculous.
He doesn't know his drink.
You left. Oh my God. That's amazing.
My two friends were like, are you serious? I'm like, he thinks this is what everyone takes. He's like, it doesn't. I was like, and well, how come you guys aren't saying anything? He's like, well, because it's not our bar. I was like, yes, it's not your bar. This is a bar that I kind of like until now, and I want to keep on coming here if he gets the right freaking pickle juice.
See, there's so many people in life. I love
the petty in this room right
when
now.
When situations like this happen, I'm usually one to say, swallow it and be quiet. But somebody as big as like Cosmo, I'd be like, and grab onto the arm. Yeah, we're going with him. We are leaving. We don't like it.
He's just like, oh, everyone likes it. It's like, this is the one. I'm like, not the original one. Like, I can call it my friend that's Irish and tell, he'll tell you in Irish in his accent. He's like, this not the one, laddie. You got it all screwed up, eh? It's just, it was really crazy. And then, like, Cosby overreacted. I'm like, did I? They're like, he's not wrong. He's a little education, but you could have been nicer. But I was like, I don't think he would understand nice. You have to put it blunt right in his face to understand.
Yeah.
And I hope the next person that comes in, that happens, I hope he's a bigger guy with a violent streak.
Oh, damn.
Dang,
he educated a lot of people on that bar.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if you've had it, you're at the end of your rope, spit it back out. Let's go.
All I wanted was one drink. And
I don't spit out anything, man. I'm telling you, if it's if it's disgusting,
spitting is for quitting.
Y'all didn't hear it from me, but I second that.
I love us.
I don't like spitting because I don't tell the people to jump off the plane without a parachute. Okay, that's just sad. But for that, no. Even my partner would tell you, he's like, no, he'll drink anything. The guy has no gag reflex. She says it out loud sometimes.
Gosh, we did that one time, didn't we? Like mix up something and put it in a
we did the blind box
straw challenge.
Yes,
and you did it. I forgot about that video.
Okay, we need to do that again with JP.
No, you would not.
No,
I did not stomach like it. Yeah, no, because like what we did is that you would put. So you put a box in the way so that only you can see when you're putting stuff in it, and you puncture the top, so you put straws in it.
Okay.
And you grab anything from the refrigerator that you can like suck through a straw. So we're talking like Pepto, we're talking like honey, pickle juice, weird things. And people come and stand on the other side and pick a straw and drink it, and then can try to guess what they think it is. But there's usually like two good, one bad, or you can do it the opposite way, one good, two bad. And at the end of it, if Chrissy and I scored enough points, we wouldn't have to drink the mystery concoction. But if Cosmo won the most points, then he would have to drink it. And sure enough, he had to drink it.
Yeah.
And what was it? Do you remember?
It was a mixture of everything. It had
Pepto-Bismol.
It had like an old, didn't it have like an old wine in there too, or something like that? Old wine, Pepto, ranch, coffee creamer.
Oh, ranch, yeah. Mm.
Coffee creamer and something else.
It was rancid. It was so bad.
It was rancid, but I was like, all right, well, yeah, I lost the bet. Drink it. Boom, boom. They do that in theater, like in drama class.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know.
I miss it.
You know, you get.
I miss it.
Hazing.
After the show, you go straight to a diner, and then whoever's a new person is like everything on the counter, and whatnot. We just pour it all in one cup.
Yeah.
Have the new guy drink it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you remember.
Oh my god!
I've never had to do that.
They wanted me to fit in, you know. And they always wanted me.
They just really wanted me.
It's like he has a good heart, but he's a diva and a
girlfriend.
He can be a snake.
That is crazy. My God, that brings back memories. Wow.
We should do that game again.
But maybe.
Let us know in the comments below. We should get
JP. Yeah.
We can forget about that game. I'm good. Everybody, where can everyone find you on social media?
Let's wrap it up. Y'all can find me at, is it the NoHo Gym? Hold on. So that's my other thing. So when I did NoHoGym.com, there was another person.
He's dying.
Oh my gosh.
I love my gym. The community. What's your Instagram tag?
All right, it is. So time out. There's a story behind this, okay? The story behind this is when I got NoHo Gym, that's the gym, NoHo Gym. And I was like, okay, that's going to be my Instagram handle. Someone else is NoHo Gym. And he doesn't use the NoHo Gym. He just like has a garage and he uses... He has 5 posts on there. So I was like, all right, I guess I'm the NoHo Gym. But my website is NoHo Gym, but Instagram is the NoHo Gym. So at the NoHo Gym dot, not dot com. At the NoHo Gym.
Instagram.com.
At Instagram.
You just love saying like website and dot com. You're so official.
I am.
Dot com.
But yeah, go check out the NoHo Gym on Instagram. Also check out One Up Fitness. Yes. On Instagram as well.
Every weekend you'll see us.
You forgot to plug that one in too, man.
I know. We just kept going. Yeah.
We're a team.
Sponsored by the NoHo Gym.
Nice. Also, I want to clarify that we're kind of making it a meme on our channel by like in every video we say sponsored by the NoHo Gym. It's kind of a joke. But also it's true because you give up your gym time to us to film in there. So it's like it's true, but it's also a meme.
Yeah. So it's all in the fun. It's all in the fun. So
we should like trademark that.
Yeah.
Sponsored by the NoHo Gym.
And that ends up being in the shirt.
I was thinking about it.
Sponsored by the NoHo Gym.
Yeah, because we say it in every video. So
let's go.
I don't think we can trademark that one.
We won't.
But we don't say let's go because we don't want to get sued.
That's right. We say let's.
Do you guys have a commercial for it? For NoHo Gym?
For NoHo Gym, yeah. You have a commercial.
Oh yeah.
Okay, cool.
But not for a one up. Because like we're not really like a commercialized
No.
Thing.
Well, I'll start promoting it.
All right.
I'll use your little thing and put it at the end of like each video's whatnot. So.
Nice.
Cool. We love that. And Cosmo, speaking of you and what you're going to put at the end of each thing, where can we find you on social media?
Where can we find you?
You find me at Cosmic Show. Oh, wait. I forgot the name of my show.
There it is. Elias. See, it's not just me.
Is it at the .com? No, the Cosmo Network.
.com.
The Cosmo Network. .com.
Where's that from? Where's that from?
I was like,
you all know, we all know it.
No, and no.
.com.
No.
Tell us in the comments.
Oh my God.
Where is
it? We're brain farting right now.
Oh my gosh.
Somethingpedia.com?
Wikipedia.
Not Wikipedia, but no. It was something else.
I thought it was like a
Expedia
thing.
Expedia. Yes. Expedia.com.
There it is. Yes. I think so.
Well, the Cosmo Network on YouTube. I'll be there. There's some old episodes. Check it out. We're coming back strong soon. And then Instagram. Same thing. Cosmo Network or Cosmo 666.
Woo!
Also, if you all want to type in the chat that like Cosmo pushes buttons, would be really cool too. Just sit there.
What does he do?
You know what? If you guys ever want to ask for a Patreon questions to like in future guests, just like, oh yeah, and what can you ask Cosmo? What does he do behind the fucking?
Oh my God.
Just to guess, be like, oh, so yeah, what does he do back there?
He has good fingers. That's all I know.
We've mentioned it multiple times. Guys, we've mentioned it multiple times in other episodes, but did we ever, like, clarify with you that, like, that's, like, we poke fun at that?
We poke fun at that all the time, yes.
Well, I don't think so. I don't know. We did it for sure on Delulu News.
Yes.
But I don't think we did it here.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so you know, it's kind of an inside joke. So when we have guests on, I like very much so let them know. They're like, by the way, he's toggling between the cameras. So he's...
So my first time here, I was just like, okay, why is he here? And he's just like watching us. And then
why is he here?
Then it continued to be like, so what do you do, Cosmo? It wasn't until I watched it.
That he didn't like chime in a couple of times.
You were very quiet.
Why does he not say anything?
Before I was picking, I was nervous. Okay. The battle. I'm here to help out, talk, whatever like that. But it's just like, it's you guys in the chair. I'm over here in the back. I'm Robin from the Howard Stern Show.
Honestly, I'm right here also looking at those glasses. And I'm thinking, if I could see the reflection from the mirror of like what you're looking at, but I can't see it. They're so dark. So
I look at the mirror. I'm like, you can't even see the screen
at all
in front of me. So,
I'm like, all right, okay. What does he do? Who knows?
I'm like, well, he just sits back there and gets paid. You know?
I'm Dare's bodyguard. Watch out.
Yeah.
Honestly, that too. But thank you all so much for joining us on this episode. We're going to take this on over to Patreon. Woo! Because you all have sent some questions for JP and I with Juana Fitness. And I left it open for suggestions too.
Oh my. So
it might get a little dangerous.
I love it dangerous.
So be sure to sign up on our $5, $10, or $50 tiers. Check us out. And let us know if you can hear a difference in our audio because we got some new equipment. And if you can hear that it's much better, I would love to hear that in the comments. Yay. Or if you notice no difference, then I just lit our money on fire. But you know what? Stay Delulu because it's the Salulu. Bye. That was the longest outro ever.
That was cute.
Stay petty.
Stay petty. Oh my gosh. What do we say? Petty fitness? Oh. We might have to make that as a sticker.
I love it.